If you thought the recession was over, this number may make you think again. The U6 is at 20.3%. All right, so what's the U6? It's what economists call the real unemployment rate. And that means more than one in five people who want to work in Nevada can't find a job. So how does that relate to the official unemployment rate? And what can we do to get more jobs? What does it feel like to be stuck in the 20.3%? Well, we want you to tell us. Have you been unemployed for a year or two or three? Have you exhausted unemployment benefits? Call us. Tell us about your job search, what it's been like. Have you had to retrain in something else? Are you looking for full-time? Have to settle for part-time work, perhaps? Or if you take a job that doesn't really use your skills or experience, give us a call. Share that with us, 258-3552. That's 258-3552. You can post your thoughts online, knprtalk.org. Or if you're on Twitter, we're at KNPR News. Joining us now to talk about the various kinds of unemployment is John Restrepo, principal of the RCG Economics. Welcome back, John.
Hello, Louis. How are you today?
Doing great. Also, Jeff Wadups teaches economics at UNLV and joins us from his office. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thanks, Louis.
From his office in Carson City is the chief economist of the Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. Bill, great to have you back.
Thanks very much, Louis.
And also, Ben Dassler is joining us here in studio. He's with the business services manager at the Nevada Job Connect. Ben, great to have you.
Good morning.
All right. You know what? I'm going to start basically by just understanding this, going back to what this U6 thing is. John Restrepo, I'll start with you, because we keep talking about unemployment rate in Nevada is 10%, but really it's double that.
Correct. And as the folks know here on the show, good morning, everyone. Both the U3 rate and the U6 rate, the unemployment rates are just driven off of these household surveys, and the U6 rate does get a little fuzzy, as I think was mentioned recently in an article, in the sense that it's asking for people to make a qualitative decision of whether they're discouraged or underemployed and all sorts of things. So, you know, I got to be honest with you, we spend a little less time looking at the unemployment rates, whether they're 10% on the U3 or 20% on the U6, because of that. We think some of the issues with the household survey. So we like to focus more on the job growth numbers that are driven by the payroll survey, and obviously Bill is very familiar with that, and so is Jeff. So, you know, our focus typically is on the job change numbers month over month. This month took the same month last year, all those sorts of things. And in that case, the numbers are heading in the right direction. You know, not as fast as we'd like, but we're definitely in a kind of, you know, somewhat moderate job recovery mode at this point.
Well, Jeff Wadups, we keep hearing in the news, and I'm in the news, so we report this, unemployment is at 10% and jobs are coming back little by little. But really, what is it that we're missing here? What should be talked about more? Is it the U6 number? Is it the number that we keep hearing in the news? Is it the job? How many jobs are created every month? What number matters most?
Well, I agree with John that the job growth numbers are important, but the U6 number does capture something that's really an important part of the unemployment picture that the standard, the U3 number, doesn't capture. The U3 number, it captures the idea of people who want a job, who are actively searching for work but can't find work, and that's around 10%. But then a lot of people, they looked for work for a while, and then they got discouraged. They stopped looking. Well, the official statistics